Malachim Beis Perek Yudches. This parak discusses how Chezkiah started to restore the nation, and Rav Shake, general for Sancheiriv, wanted to destroy Yerushalayim. Chezkiah, son of Ahaz, age 25, reigned over Yehuda 29 years in Yerushalayim. Rav Wiley explained, Chezkiah is a compound word, Chazek Yah, meaning he gave strength to Hashem, meaning Chezkiah started to restore the nation to a higher level of Kedusha. Chezkiah did what was right in the eyes of Hashem. Chezkiah removed all the bummas, private altars, which were used for worship. Chezkiah rid the nation of Avodah Zorah, idol worship. Chezkiah even destroyed the Nachash HaNechoshes, copper snake Moshe had made, that the nation was currently serving as an idol. Note, in Sefer Devarim, Perikov Aleph, Moshe had made a copper snake to heal Yisroel from snake bites. Whenever Yisroel would look at the copper snake, they would automatically be healed. The Otzah HaMidrashim explains, Chezkiah destroyed the copper snake to show Yisroel Hashem is the only one who makes someone sick and the only one who heals. The Avoster Rav Nosson brings, Chezkiah also hid the Sefer Arafuas, Book of Remedies. Rav Avram Greenbaum explains, Chezkiah destroyed the copper snake and hid the Sefer Refuas, Book of Remedies, because Chezkiah was trying to teach the nation Emunah, faith, only to rely on Hashem and nothing else. Therefore, by Chezkiah hiding the Book of Remedies, Chezkiah was trying to instill a deeper faith of Hashem into the nation. And Pasuk Hey, V'Hashem Elokei Yisrael Batach, V'Acharav Lo Haya Kamohu, B'Chol Malchei Yehuda, V'Asher Yulefanov. That he, Chezkiah, trusted in Hashem, and there was no king in Yehuda like him before him, and there was no king of Yehuda like him after him. Chezkiah did not serve Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, and went against the Plishtim. And Pasuk Tes through Yebez, the Navi recaps, Sancheiriv, the king of Ashur, exiled the 10 tribes of Yisrael, as the 10 tribes of Yisrael did not follow the word of Hashem. And Pasuk Yod Gimel through Chavdalid, in the 14th year of Chezkiah's rule, Sancheiriv captured many cities of Yehuda. Chezkiah pleaded that Sancheiriv should not attack the Beis HaMikdash. Chezkiah emptied out all the money from the Beis HaMikdash, as well as stripped the golden doors of the Beis HaMikdash to send them as a bribe to Sancheiriv. Sancheiriv sent a large army and generals to Yerushalayim. Chezkiah sent out emissaries to greet the army. Rav Shake, a general for Sancheiriv, king of Ashur, spoke in a nasty, sharp, and arrogant tone to Chezkiah's emissaries. Rav Shake related, he will completely decimate Yerushalayim if you do not become servant to us. Egypt will not even come and help you. And Pasuk Chav, hey, Ata Mubaldai. Mivalde Hashem Alisi Ala Mokamazel Lashiso. Hashem Ale Ala Aretazosh Lashiso. Rav Shake had the audacity to say, Hashem has given me permission and has told me that he's going to destroy the land, so you better surrender now. The Radak points out, Rav Shake was actually a Jewish and a mummer, a heretic. The Radak continues, Rav Shake said this to intimidate Yisroel. The Matsudas points out, Yeshaya Hanavi prophesied King of Ashur would destroy Yisroel in the Shomron. Rav Shake was mistaken and thought Yeshaya's prophecy referred to Yerushalayim as well. Rashi brings, Rav Shake spoke in an extra cruel manner. El Yakum ben Chelkiah and the rest of the emissaries present asked Rav Shake to speak in Aramaic, not to scare the rest of the nation on the other side of the Yerushalayim gates. Note, Aramaic was only spoken by aristocrats, while the rest of the nation didn't understand Aramaic. And Pasuk Chav Ches through Lamed Zayin, which is the end of the parak, Rav Shake then yelled out in Hebrew for all to hear not to listen to Chezkiah, who will promise Hashem will save you. As Hashem did not save the rest of the 10 tribes, you will be no match for the great king Sancheiriv, king of Ashur. If you surrender, you will live, eat well, and drink well. None of the other false gods saved any other nation. Surely Hashem will not save you either. And Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vehecharisho Am, Velo Anu Esadavar. Oso Dovar, Ki Mitzvah Samelech Lemor, Lo Taneo. And the entire Jewish nation was silent and did not answer him, as Chezkiah had commanded them not to answer him. Eliakim ben Chelkiah and came to Chezkiah with ripped clothing and related the news. And that's the end of the parak.
Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.